Hello, and thank you for your interest in attending Street Psalm's upcoming workshop on becoming a community in mission. To help you prepare for this workshop, we thought it would be useful to situate it in the broader suite of resources that Street Psalms is offering and say a bit about the focus of this workshop. The Street Psalm Seminary hosts the Incarnational Leadership Program, consisting of three tracks: the core track, the novitiate track, and the fellowship track. The core track is made up of five workshops, each connected to one of the five chapters in the book See, Do, Be Free, written by the Street Psalms community. These five core workshops are designed to help cultivate leaders with ways of seeing, doing, and being that free them to love and serve in the shape of what we call a community in mission. To help us prepare for this workshop, it is important that we begin by discussing what we mean by a community in mission. Such communities can take many forms, such as a local church, a nonprofit organization, a public or private venture, or even a network. They can be Christ-centered or rooted in other faith traditions. We celebrate all its forms. However, throughout this workshop and all Street Psalms resources, we explore what a community in mission looks like when rooted within the Christian tradition and committed to the common good as modeled by Jesus. In short, it is the kind of community that Jesus breathed into existence and missioned into being, one that is capable of both individual and systemic transformation. What we are lifting up here is a practical ecclesiology, a vision of what Jesus had in mind when he imagined the church. The word church is derived from the Greek term ekklesia. It is a secular term that describes a particular kind of gathering in Athens, made up of citizens who would come together to care for and call forth the good of the city. Sadly, it is not uncommon for local churches in modern times to gather not as ones who exist to love and serve their city and the most vulnerable, but who gather as consumers of spiritual goods and services in order to reify their identities that are often formed over and against the very cities to which they belong. We apologize if this sounds overly harsh, but it is not hard to see how far we have drifted from Jesus's original vision. The kind of community that Jesus missions into being exists not for itself, but for the sake of the city and its most vulnerable. It has a large enough mission to warrant community, and a strong enough community to sustain the mission. This creative tension is necessary for it to remain vital, dynamic, generative, and life-giving. Throughout this workshop, we will lift up this vision of a community in mission, and we dare to go even further. We suggest that any community committed to embody this vision needs the following. First, in order to gather for the sake of the commons, what's needed is a baptismal journey. We are speaking here of the lifelong journey that allows a community in mission to let go of one identity and live into another. We might think of this shift from what the New Testament calls children of wrath to what Jesus experienced in his baptism as the beloved. Jesus makes it abundantly clear that if we are to make this shift, we must learn to let go of our addiction to building and maintaining systems of sacrifice, so that we can embody and live into systems of mercy. Secondly, in order to sustain this baptismal journey over the long haul, what's needed is a Eucharistic practice. What we are getting at here is the practice or set of practices that allow us to expand our vision of the body of Christ that creates the capacity to sit at tables of great difference and build bridges across difference until we finally discover just how much we hold in common, which is our humanity. What's needed to sustain and nourish a community in mission on its baptismal journey is a Eucharistic practice. the kind that allows us to celebrate our participation at God's ever-expanding table. Finally, if we are going to be a community in mission that gathers for the sake of the city and the most vulnerable, we will not only undergo a baptismal journey and have a Eucharistic practice, we will need to hold our newfound identity lightly. In other words, our community and mission will be able to create a sense of belonging without othering. This is a rare kind of belonging, one that does not reify its identity by scapegoating others. We refer to this kind of belonging as weak belonging. And while it may be the most vital part of the whole vision that Jesus had of the Ecclesia, it is also perhaps the most provocative, most difficult, and most controversial piece of the puzzle, precisely because it is such a vulnerable kind of belonging, too vulnerable for some. In this workshop, we are offering a practical ecclesiology made real by Jesus. We lift up the possibility of a community and mission that exists for the commons. To sustain such a community, what's needed is a baptismal journey, a Eucharistic practice, and the discipline to hold ourselves lightly. As you engage the material, we invite you to pay attention to what enlivens you, what confuses you, and what sticks in your craw. The goal here is not to agree or disagree. The goal is to engage the material and ask, how does this match my own tradition and the way I have been formed to live out my faith? What challenges or opportunities does this present to me and my work?